Welcome to the Lex Tech in 10 podcast, a resource for Lexington teachers to learn about innovative technology to use in your classroom, as well as tips and tricks to streamline your workload. I'm Lisa Rhodes, one of the elementary digital learning coaches.
I'm Rachel Kuberry, the district's assistive technology specialist.
And I'm Ann Kim Tenner, the high school digital learning coach.
Just a reminder, the opinions expressed are those of the individual hosts and guests. Make sure you check out the show notes for more information, resources, and other podcasts.
Hi, everyone. It's Lisa. Along with Ann and Rachel, we would like to welcome you to episode 5 of the Lex Tech in 10 podcast. Joining us today is Sarah Lamb, a fifth grade teacher at Harrington. Before we begin, I have an announcement. Don't forget to check out the late fall and early winter professional development course offerings. You can find the listings under the For Staff tab on the main Lexington Public School webpage. Click on the Professional Learning and Training drop-down menu selection, then click the purple Professional Learning tab. Contact your building DLC if you need help signing into the site.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you for listening. This week, I am here with Sarah Lamb, who is a fifth grade teacher over at Harrington, and she is here to share with us about organizational tools and strategies with technology for you to use as a teacher. So welcome, Sarah.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you for joining us and being willing to share the cool things that you do. So I've worked with Sarah for a few years at Harrington. We've shared a couple students who use assistive technology, and Sarah stood out to me. Honestly, as soon as we hired her, she was you were a Google certified teacher when you came on, and I was like, who is that person? And so you've always sort of impressed me with a general technology use in your classroom. And so I was curious to have you on and hear a little bit about some cool stuff you did. And the idea that you wanted to highlight was really teacher stuff, which is cool because we haven't talked about that yet. And so I'm interested to hear from you about some organizational tools and strategies that work really well for you in your classroom, because my outside observation is you're quite an organized person. So whatever you're doing, it's working.
Thank you. Well, one problem that I often found while teaching was just keeping all my thoughts and notes organized and in one place. Especially, you know, we do a lot of things. We do the whole group and then small groups and conferring. And when you're tracking all of that data, it can be a lot of sticky notes and a lot of notebooks, and they can easily get misplaced or confusing.
I find when you write things down, sometimes it's hard to retrieve that information later. Like, I am a writing notes on paper person. That helps me remember, but that doesn't help with my retrieval because I can't usually generate those notes later. So when you're managing all of that information, I think it can be hard to find what you need when you need it.
Definitely. So I found this app on an iPad. It's called Notability, and it allows you to take notes as you would on a piece of notebook paper, but it enhances those notes because it has a couple of really cool tricks up its sleeve. So for example, while I'm conferring with a student, I'll jot a couple of notes about what I've noticed they're doing, and then I'll write down a teaching point that I am going to instruct them on, and I'll just jot down that teaching point. And you can use a code word, so I use TP, stands for teaching point, and then in your Notability, when you go to all of your students, I personally have a little notepad file for each student.
So your like most foundational organizational strategy is by student.
Yes. And then if I do book clubs or something, I might make another notepad for that book club.
Okay.
But yes, each student has a file and they're very easy to navigate. And then as I'm taking notes, I'll jot down that teaching point. And then, you know, a common teaching point that I have is making character connections. Okay. So I might then go back and search TP character connections, and all the students that I have written that in, their notes will pop up. And then I know right away those are the students for my small group. I don't have to dig through the notes and see which student I wrote it for. Notability does that for me. That's great. As long as you use common language, you can mm-hmm. search. So every teaching point I do, I write TP.
Yep.
And then anytime you search TP, all your teaching points will come up and you can decide which one is the most prevalent, which one you want to focus in on and target.
So you're being really cautious or conscientious when you're taking the notes to sort of code your notes up front so that they're more useful later.
Correct.
And then the additional benefit of using Notability in this case is that it'll search for you. Mm-hmm. So the coding might be helpful on paper too, but it's definitely helpful with technology because it allows you to do that search. And what's cool is as I'm watching Sarah show me how this tool works for her, she has the Apple Pencil. And what I did not know was that it'll also search the notes that she handwrites. I knew it searched notes that you type, but it's pretty cool that it reads her handwriting.
Yes. And I solely use the Apple Pencil. I like the feeling of writing. And so I don't personally type, but you definitely could if you wanted. But it's very user-friendly with the Apple Pencil. If that's a splurge you can make for yourself, I definitely think it's worth it.
I also feel like using the iPad for you probably feels a little bit more casual in a good way for students when you're writing down information about your teaching session with them or their small group book club, that sort of thing. It's not as obtrusive as a computer and it's not as formal of chomping away at the keyboard and tap, tap, tapping. So I do like that aspect of it, which kids probably feel.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And I think it just keeps all my notes in one place. So when it comes time for parent-teacher conferences, or maybe an IEP meeting or whatever you might need that information for, it's so easy just to pull up my one student and see all of my notes for that student and kind of decide the patterns that, and you can search, it will search for patterns as well that you write often about that student.
Right.
And it gives you some talking points without having to do too much searching.
Yeah, right. And if you spend 20 minutes before a meeting, you can easily pull together a nice collection of progress, what they're working on now, all that information, because it's right there.
Definitely.
So, great.
And I think one other quick thing is that you can also do a voice recording on here. So sometimes
yes, I love it.
I'll have, if I need to have a student finish a thought, but I need to walk away, I'll ask them to record what they were going to tell me, and it'll insert that recording right into their note page on Notability, and I can listen to it later. And refer back to it as needed. You can also insert pictures. So I often insert a picture of what they're working on so that, again, later I can refer back to it, or I can use it as an example for another student.
And I think pictures being stored with that other information is something that few other tools do well mm-hmm. or take a lot of steps, whereas this is just take a quick picture and it's right there.
Yeah.
So it's a lot easier.
Mm-hmm. And you can easily annotate the picture, write right over it, explain what's happening in the picture. You can also insert video links. So sometimes I'll record a book club mm-hmm. discussing, and then I'll just link it right into their notebook page so I can refer back to their meeting at a later time, or even with them next time, rewatch their book club and decide how we can make it better this time.
So when we were just chatting before we did the record, you mentioned a variety of quantitative and qualitative types of data that you keep here. So can you explain for our listeners maybe an example of quantitative data that you put there and an example of qualitative data?
Definitely. So qualitative really runs the gamut, but it's just things that I notice, a lot of times I'll be looking for what kind of language are they using? Are they using those key vocabulary words mm-hmm. we're kind of looking for, or are they not? So I can jot down what I notice that they are doing well. I can also jot down how fluent they sound or what they say they're working on, what they say is going well mm-hmm. versus what they're just kind of struggling with. And quantitative data, I think I do a lot of just quick running records with their independent reading books.
Great.
And it's the same system Teachers College teaches us, just mm-hmm. instead of writing it on a sticky note or on a notebook paper, I do it all in one place on Notability.
Great.
And then again, I note what kind of errors they're making. So I might write endings. And then you can search in Notability endings, and it'll pull up every student that I wrote endings down.
Great.
With. And then again, I'll just pull that small group and work on endings. And it's just a very easy way to search for who needs what, so that that data doesn't get lost and not used.
Great. So for those of you who are listening who may have access to Notability, go ahead and try it. We love it. Yeah. I am a lover too. So it's really a great tool. But if you don't have an iPad in your classroom, you know, you can set up a similar sort of system with Google Docs. Sarah's a writer, and her notes are handwritten, and she uses the pencil. That would go away with Google Docs, but so many of the organizational strategies you just talked about would continue on. And I was thinking, as somebody who works district-wide, strategies like this make so much sense for people who travel between schools, or specialists that travel to all the classrooms, or your building-based specialists who see all the kids in your school, to really hold on to some more information about your kids and be able to reference it later in a meaningful way. So
definitely. And I used to use Google Docs before I got a computer, and I would just make each student's name a subheading and then insert an outline into the doc.
Oh, nice.
So that you can just click on the student's name and the outline.
So you kept it all in one doc. That way your search feature was still useful because it searches within the doc. I was thinking separate docs,
right.
And I was thinking the search would also be a bit clunkier. But if you keep it within the doc, make it any sort of heading, subheading, any of those pre-formatted, open up the outline, then you can jump to different students. Mm-hmm. And you have a very long doc, but all of your information is there. And so,
and it's same outlined benefits on the side.
Like linking, you can put in a picture. It just takes an extra step to pull the picture in.
Yeah.
Cool. So Sarah has one more very cool thing to share with us, which is about, I mean, it's really a curriculum app for your grade level and your team here at Harrington. And so we'll try to share a picture of this or the file with you guys so that you can see what it looks like, because it's really cool. It's done in Google Sheets, and it outlines the content areas. Each content area has a row, and they're sort of color-coded. And then across the top is the passage of time, the weeks, and the actual dates. And so for me, somebody who doesn't work here, it's like the sky-high view of what's going on, which is very, I love that. And it's easy to look at and get that information from. But from an organizational perspective, it also embeds access to so many of the resources that you use in those content areas. So go ahead and explain it a little more.
Yeah, so each row is, like you said, a subject, and each column is the week number. So it's Atlas does do this for you, but by subject.
Yep.
Our team really wanted all of our subjects in one place.
I love it.
So that we can easily see exactly what we're doing that week in all the subject areas at once. And then in each subject area, we just put the title of the unit. So for example, in math, our first unit is base 10 decimals. So we just put that right in as a link to our folder and outline lessons on base 10 decimals and place value. So when you go to this doc, you see what you're supposed to be doing for that week. You click on the name, the link. I'm sorry, you see what you're supposed to be doing that week. Then you click on the link to each subject, and it takes you to the Google Drive folder that
curriculum materials and
right, that we store it in. And the district already uses Google Drive as a organization system for a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to redo what they've already done. You just link it right in there.
Right.
In addition to anything you want as a team to add to your resources.
So I think it's a really nice blend of personalizing for your team in your classroom and creating what this really looks like for you, and using and sticking with all of the curriculum resources that are coming from our curriculum department. It's just organizing in a way that makes sense for your classroom.
Mm-hmm.
I also like that you get, because you see all the subjects, you're seeing that overlap, and you're seeing how things connect and what we're working on across the school day, which I think, especially as a district-wide person who also sees our high school and middle schools, I really, really love that. And I think as a classroom teacher, it also helps you, like,
yeah,
obviously.
And we share it with our SPED teachers so that
great.
They can see what our classroom is doing in all subjects. And we also share a non-linked version with parents.
Oh, great.
So we just...
Maybe that's what we can share in the show notes for people to see. Because mm-hmm. when I thought about sharing it, I was like, ooh, then you get like, it might be confusing. Let's share the non-linked one. That would be great. Because visually, it's really cool to see. And then I think some teachers would have ideas about how to immediately make this work in their classroom.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And we've gotten a lot of great feedback from parents. They love to be able to just quickly see, oh, this is what they're doing in math. This is what they're doing in writing, and help their child as needed at home with that.
Yeah. And it also gives parents talking points, you know, mm-hmm. for the kid that comes home from school and is like, oh, I didn't do anything today. parents have some more ideas about, you know, how to ask better questions about how the school day is going and what their students mm-hmm. are working on. So,
and cool. I think eventually in the future, you could link things for parents to use, questions yes. to ask, tools that they could use at right. home to practice. You can right. really do a lot of things with the overview once you get some time to work on it.
Yeah. And so it almost provides you with an organizational system that allows you to not have to remember what folder and who shared the thing and where the stuff is, because you always go here.
Mm-hmm.
You always find all the information you need. It's really a roadmap for all of those other curriculum resources.
So yes.
I love it. Cool. We're almost out of time, but is there anything else you would like to, you know, share? Any other quick tips? Both of the big strategies you talked about were awesome. So
I think this kind of sums up through our teacher lens of keeping organized. I think this sums up what I use, but thank you so much for coming.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited to listen to podcasts in the future. I've already, you know, checked them out, but
great.
Excited to keep listening.
Awesome. Thank you, Sarah.
Hi, it's Anne here, and I'm here to share about Google Keep for teacher notes and more. Google Keep is one of your core Google Suite tools, and you can access it several ways. On the app on your phone, you can download it, and you have the added tool of verbal notes that can get transcribed. You can access your notes under your Google panel of tools or keep.google.com, and you can create checklists, you can color them, you can add photos, and you can collaborate with others. So you can create shared labels and templates. You can add all of your own info and then pull these into your Google Docs and slide presentations. For more information, please contact your building digital learning coach.
Thank you for listening to the Lex Tech in 10 podcast. Don't forget to reach out to any one of us or your building digital learning coach for questions and assistance. That's what we're here for. Also, check out our website, gg.gg/LexTechIn10, where you can find show notes and other resources. Do you have an idea for a future podcast? Would you like to be featured on a future podcast? Email us at LexTechIn10@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.